if it's a young person that you're talking about, one that's always moving around, always on the go, you'd say, boy, he sure is.
A smart aleck.
Okay. What's a smart aleck? Would you explain that to me?
That's one that thinks they're better than you are.
Oh, okay.
But we always call him smart aleck.
Yeah.
Aleck,
so
I thought he knew more than you do.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Sometimes you.
Yeah.
That kind of gets on my nerves.
Yeah, we get on my nerves too.
My son asked me yesterday, he said, oh, Mama, you've been living for yourself too long. And I said, yeah, and then he likes to be on the other one. He said, Mama, you mean that? I said, yeah.
What do you say?
Well, Mama, we can't be the money, he said.
Yeah.
That's what he said to Mama, we just can't do it.
Well, I don't blame you for not wanting to.
Well, I count my heart, you see, I have heart trouble.
Yeah.
This ulcer, too.
Yeah, he probably worries about it.
And he said, Mother, we just can't do it. He said, us kids are all there, well, please now. I said, you make the best you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't blame him for worrying, you know.
That's what he said. He said, Mother, you just can't do it.
Yeah.
And late night. Well, I'll go ahead and talk
go
about
ahead,
that.
Go ahead, tell me.
Now, that was at church last night.
Yeah.
Two little girls had been going to church over here on Cross Street. Ever since one of them was 10 years old. And I went to the restroom, ladies' restroom. And it was in the baby's nursery. I didn't go around to the way outside, but I went to the baby's nursery.
Yeah.
And they got talking about the honey, and then they was talking about my dress looking so pretty, and how nice I looked good and all. And one of them said, well, I bet she's an old woman, made that remark. And he said, one of them said, she said, yeah, I know she's about 70 or 80 somewhere along there.
Mm-hmm.
I come back, I didn't hear them talking now. They was whispering between themselves.
Oh.
And when I come out, they said, sister, how old are you? I said, well, they said your dress is pretty, sister. And I said, well, it was given to me on my birthday. When was that? I said, 9th of last month, 9th of April.
Uh-huh.
They said, well, how old was your sister? I said, I was 79 years old. I said, that's just what I told her. So I said, I know the old sister about 35 and 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And said, I told her you was about 79 or 80.
Uh-huh.
Well, I said, I was 79 years old when I had that baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And said, see, I told you I was right.
How funny.
Two little young mothers, you know, and they've been going to church over there now ever since they were children. One of them had, ever since she's 10 years old.
Is that right? She's still going there.
Uh-huh. And she knew me.
Mm-hmm.
And she told the girl, she knew just about how old the girl, of course the other girl asked her about how old I was.
Uh-huh.
And she told her about 70 or 79 or 80, somewhere along there, 70 or 80.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you sure got on a pretty dress. And I said, well, that's a gift to me for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And said, when was your birthday, sister? I said, not there, very cool. Said, how old were you? I said, 79 years old. I said, see, I didn't miss it.
That's right, that's right. If you had a daughter who's out on a date and she was gone longer than usual, you might say, well, I know there's nothing wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little bit.
Well, I experienced that one time.
Yeah, how'd you feel?
Well, I stayed awake all night long, didn't sleep all night.
How would you?
And my husband said, now, honey, there ain't no need in your wearing.
Yeah.
I said, Clarence, I seen that car turn over in the ditch. And I said, Geneva's hurt. He said, you just imagine that. I said, no, Clarence, it's real. I said, I wasn't asleep. He said, honey, you've been snoring. I said, no, I haven't. Well, all right. The next day, I found my daughter down here on McKinney Street with my sister, and she had had a car wreck, and her ankle was all swelled up about three times its ordinary size.
Goodness.
Now I don't know what you call that, a vision of what.
Yeah.
But I told Clarence I seen that car go in the ditch.
Uh-huh.
And I seen my nephew and the guy that was with him just having a fit around there and the other girl that was with him.
Uh-huh.
And she told me she wasn't going out of town.